Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 18th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Good Friday. Commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary is a significant Christian holiday observed during Holy Week. This solemn day, also known as Great Friday or Holy Friday, has origins dating back to the 4th century and is marked by fasting and somber processions in many countries. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking choppy this morning with knee-to-waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, providing choppy conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 6 mph, increasing to 10 mph as the day progresses, adding some bumps to the surf. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 1 foot outgoing low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 6 mph. The first low tide Friday will be a half foot just before 8 a.m., with a half foot low tide at 9:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday, features need a waist-high waves with predominantly clean morning conditions, especially on Saturday and Sunday with light winds. However, expect fair to choppy conditions in the afternoons, as winds increase to 10 mph or more. Monday maintains rideable waves but shifts to more choppy conditions by midday, making mornings the best time to paddle out. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 57 degrees with 16 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:24, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:13. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of rain showers early, clearing up to partly sunny skies, with a high near 60 and a gentle west wind. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions, with a low of 53 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Saturday and Monday, with highs near 61 and 62. Patchy fog is likely in the mornings and nights, with lows in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new federal order is now in effect across 7 zip codes in San Diego, California, requiring money services businesses to file detailed reports on transactions over $200. This significant reduction from the previous threshold of $10,000 aims to combat money laundering and cartel activity along the U.S.-Mexico border. Many expresses concerns about privacy, thinking it's pretty ridiculous because it's just $200. The order has sparked a lawsuit from Esperanza Gomez Escobar, who argues that the data collection is unconstitutional, violating the Fourth Amendment. The order is temporary, lasting for 180 days. Now on to sports. The 2025 NBA playoffs tip off this weekend, featuring a mix of emerging stars and seasoned veterans. The top seeds are set, with the Boston Celtics aiming for back-to-back titles, led by Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, while LeBron James and Luka Doncic seek a deep run for the Lakers. In the Western Conference, the Oklahoma City Thunder, with MVP frontrunner Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, look poised for success. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Cavaliers, armed with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, seek to overcome previous playoff disappointments. With numerous compelling storylines, this postseason is sure to deliver. In local sports, last night, in the regular season finale, the Kings fell to the Flames 5-1 at Crypto.com Arena. Despite Taylor Ward's goal, Calgary's Nazem Kadri netted 2, while Sam Morton and Zane Parekh each added 1. The Kings finished the season at 48-25-9. On Monday night, the Kings gear up to face the Oilers in the City of Angels for Game 1 of the West first-round playoffs. Puck drop is at 7. In basketball, the Lakers were off last night, but Saturday night, the Lakers take on the Timberwolves at home in the Crypt for Game 1 of the West first round. Tip-off is at 5:30 on ABC. Moving on to baseball, tonight in Houston, the Friars face the Astros at 5:10. Kyle Hart, with a 2-0 record and a 5.40 ERA, takes on Ryan Gusto, boasting a 3.00 ERA. The Padres are on fire with a 15-4 record, while the Astros sit at 8-10. Weather's clear at 80 degrees for Game 1 of this three-game series. In top news, President Donald Trump signed an executive order aimed at lowering prescription drug prices for many Americans, including those on Medicare. The order revised policies from his first term, mandating community health centers to provide discounted insulin and injectable epinephrine to uninsured and low-income patients, a rule rescinded by the Biden administration in 2021. The order also instructs the Department of Health and Human Services to reconsider Medicare drug price negotiations with pharmaceutical companies, addressing this so-called pill penalty that affects pricing based on drug form. Additionally, it aims to streamline drug importation programs to assist states. In business news, in a surprising twist, several finance professionals found themselves disconnected from the stock market while attending the Masters at Augusta National Golf Club. With a strict no cell phones policy, they missed the news of a significant market rally led by President Trump's announcement of a 90-day pause on tariffs. The Nasdaq surged by 12%, marking its largest gain in 24 years, while the S&P 500 climbed by 9.5%, its best day since 2008. For many attendees, this break from financial anxiety turned out to be a refreshing experience. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at about $85,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just under $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 0.5% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers warn that climate change will make rice increasingly toxic due to rising temperatures and elevated carbon dioxide levels, potentially threatening billions of people with cancers and other diseases. According to a study published in The Lancet Planetary Health, rice absorbs high levels of arsenic, a potent carcinogen. Louis Siska, a plant physiologist, led a team that found increased carbon dioxide in temperature led to higher arsenic levels in rice grains. This poses significant health risks, especially for infants. The study emphasizes the urgent need for regulatory action and potential interventions to mitigate arsenic exposure from rice. And in entertainment news, Alicia Silverstone is set to return as Cher Horowitz in a new series sequel to the beloved 1995 film Clueless, currently in development at Peacock. Silverstone will not only star, but also executive produce alongside director Amy Heckerling. This follow-up will take place 30 years after the original film, hinting at Cher's future with Paul Rudd's character, Josh Lucas. The writing team includes Josh Schwartz and Stephanie Savage, known for hits like Gossip Girl. Silverstone's journey with Clueless is marked by unforgettable moments, including her memories of Brittany Murphy's audition. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American chef and television personality, Julia Child. And she said, "Drama is very important in life. You have to come on with a bang. You never want to go out with a whimper. Everything can have drama if it's done right. Even a pancake." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.